pray. Let us pray. Lord, we come to give you thanks. We come to praise your name. For all whatever the world is going, you still keep us safe every week, every time of prayer we are here. We pray that you will give us intelligence and wisdom to understand. For our aim is not only to learn, but also to practice what you've told us, what you put for us into the book. Be with us. I pray for those who are not here today. Give them the same blessing, Lord, I pray. Be with those who can't come because of illness. Lord, heal them. Although they are far, we can still hear your words. Please, Lord, open our eyes and our ears tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. How was your week?
Oh, the day really.
Today's the first dinner, the second day of the week.
Yes, but still those few days.
Today is the...
There must have been a lot of things going on.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. With the club going back.
I will do, you know what I do when I do Sabbath school?
Yeah.
Can you people do remember what we did the last time?
I think I wasn't here, so I don't know.
No.
I have an excuse.
Oh, yeah. We were looking a bit of what the Sabbath school was and the crucible, and we were looking at trials. Is like the positive of trials. Now they all come, they come in from the book of James. So today I'm going to look a bit more, not only on what James says, but who James himself was. And how he instruct from his life and where he was at that time, is giving us the instruction today. You can open the Bible in the book of James if you want. The reason I look at the book of James, who is James in the first place? Can anybody remember?
He's the brother of Jesus.
Was a brother of Jesus, wasn't there?
Yeah. Yes. How was he?
Definitely an apostle.
You know, sometimes we see two persons, you say, oh, she's like a sister, hello? He's like a brother, he's... And, you know, and we see characters that match. Characters that got, but what is it different?
Yes.
Now in James. The title of the book I'm reading says, from unbelieving brother to committed follower, leader, and advocate.
Yes.
This instead, in itself, gives us an idea of who James was. Now, the name James himself is from in the Bible.
The idea is,
if we have to read, we'll read a lot. You have Matthew, you have Mark, Luke, and all talk about James, but not all the same James. Now, the James we are talking about is the one who wrote, who gave advice. The book of James that we have in the Bible. I will read the first title. It says, the book of James is a brief but captivating book. Although it opens to the salutation that names the sender and the recipient, yet a problem still persists. Who is the charmer behind it? While the author identifies himself as James, separate divine individuals in Jesus' circle born at night. So we know. Now we look at James, the brother of our Lord. Who was he? So when we look at Jesus and his family members, the author describing it as fascinating. The relationship between Jesus and his family, and Jesus and James. And we know what happened with Jesus. It would take too long to go through that when he was wandered away into the crowd and all, and how he get back. But then we look at Jesus and James. What happened? Here we are, John who talks. John records an interesting incident with his sibling that may have occurred around the fall of AD 31. After observing that Jesus was purposely staying away from Judea because the Jews wanted to kill him, he notes that the feast of the tabernacle approached. Jesus' brothers went to him to the council. And went to the council again. If we open our Bible, John 7, 3 and 4.
John 7.
Yeah.
Verse.
Yeah, I will tell you when to read. Let me, I'll just read the first two lines here. They asked him to leave, to stay away from Judea because the Jews wanted to kill him. The feast of the tabernacle was approaching and all the Jews things. Then Jesus' brothers went to him with his counsel. Depart from here. Read John 7, 3 and 4.
John 7, 3 and 4. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world.
So that was his brothers, including James. So, James himself, at that point, was not that much interested in what Jesus was doing. He had his own views. He was having his own family. And he says in verse 5, that I think this is the verse from Matthew. He said, even his brothers did not believe in him. And it includes James. As late as AD 30, James and his siblings were still unbelievers. So, when did they become Christian? When did they become Christian? Can you imagine your own brothers, your own sisters? And here he is bringing the message to the world. His own family did not do. A poignant family moment for Jesus occurs at Calvary. As he hangs on the cross, facing physical and emotional pain while staring at death, is lost more about neither himself nor his suffering. Rather, he was concerned about his mother and her pain. So, though she had not openly accepted his mission, she was still his mother. He was dying, and typically, sons bury their mother, not others their sons. Yet this was to be an afterthought, a torture and a punishment that judged women were. Okay, let's continue and look at. He was dying. She would have been at the mercy of cruel society. But why is such a concern at all? Didn't of our brothers, whom society would have been for? Anybody saying something?
No, I think it was me coughing.
Okay. Right. So what do you think about that? And his brothers still did not believe who hasn't been converted yet. Some believe, some did not. We know all the story. What it is, I won't read all those little details, but in the back page, the second page of it. I think at that point about the brothers of Jesus, that could be simply a second point about the brothers of Jesus, that could be significant, is the absence of the cross. Devout Jews, they went to the Passover when Jesus said he would not go. Could it be they did not want to identify with it, given their status in Judaism? Is it possible that Jesus did not commit Mary to their care because he could not guarantee her well-being since they had accepted his mission? They have not accepted his mission? At any rate, what is evident that is up to the point of his death? They are not numbered among his followers. They are not numbered among his followers and not considered trustworthy enough to provide for Mary after Jesus' departure. It means that James is still an unbelieving brother of Jesus. When did he come to faith? When did he really accept or become, let's say today, become a Christian? Be converted. Looking at this point, we see the negative side of James. And yet the letter, when we look at before, the trials, James was talking about the trials, the positive of trials, we see the positive side of James. Probably we would not realize his life pre-Christianity, pre-conversion. And yet, he had to be converted, although he was a brother of Jesus. So we look at the conversion of James. When we read the book of Acts, the book of Acts talk a lot about James, Peter, and we know all the names. What did complete experience? It leaves James among those in the upper room, obediently awaited Jesus' last promise before his ascension. So what do we see here? He was not at the cross. None of the family were at the cross. is after Jesus' resurrection, what he did. He went to the disciples and said, go in the upper room and wait for the Holy Spirit. We know that history. And there was James among those in the upper room. Not only there, but obediently waiting for Jesus' last promise before his ascension. The power that will accompany the receipt of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1, 12 and 14. Let's read it. Can somebody read it? Book of Acts, chapter 1.
12 to 14. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. When they had entered, they went into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Bartholomew, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, Judah, the son of James. Then all continue with one accord of prayer and supplication. With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers.
That's the book of Acts. But before we come to that, let's turn back and look at the scenario that happened there. Let's look at when Jesus was arrested. Who was with him?
Peter, James, the disciple.
When he was crucified, where were they?
Nowhere to be found.
And when he was in the tomb, who was there waiting for him at the door, at the opening of the tomb? There was no man. His mother, Mary, and the rest. But the disciple was not. What if Jesus get resuscitated? We know the whole story, don't we? When he was resuscitated, he went to see them. And he said to them, wait for me. Then, what a dramatic change between those behaviors. The first minute, or the minute he was arrested, what do we have? At the close of the prospect, they had a very full image. They all forsook Jesus and fled at the arrest. Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him. They watched the crucifixion from afar, if they were present at all. John, being the possible exception, nor did they request his body unaware present at his burial. Instead, the women and two heretofore concomitant disciple entrusted an honorable burial. What a terrible scenario. How long have they been with Jesus over time? Then the disciple went into hiding, fearing the Jews. That's John 20, verse 19. He said they fear the Jews. And who discovered the antidote? The women. They bread and you came, there was nothing. And there was a God coming, and you were coming. We could see. They come on that and stole everybody. God tells a lot about it. Where was the death suffer? Where was Jane, his own brother? That's when the real conversion of James will take place. What happened? Peter started by Peter. Peter accused them of killing him. And everywhere they poked, but at that, no, sorry, I missed something. The disciples went into hiding after the crucifixion, but the woodman discovered the empty tomb. That's when the words come. That's when the prophecy had come. That's when they realize what had happened. And yet, the book of Acts bring back proclaiming the gospel. What do we see then? After Jesus has been resuscitated, the tomb is empty. It's then the belief comes. It's then they realize, yes, this is Jesus. Then they got converted. And what do? Book of Acts. We have to one day study books of Acts, chapter by chapter. They went there boldly, it says, with strength, proclaiming the word of God. What a change of behavior. What a complete conversion. From being hiding, from being scared, from being denying, to become boldly. Even Peter was fearless. I've got some dry throat, sorry. Even Peter was fearlessly, what he did, not hiding this time, but he was accusing the Jews. You are the one who killed Jesus. And Jesus, the faith grew. And we see them now, ready for everything, even to be killed for the cause of Christ. So what's the reason, what's the motivation to their conversion? Mainly his brother, James. Next time I will go back into that book of James when we talk about the benefit of okay, I think I'm better than I think. Peter, James, and what's the name? Peter, James, and John. The Bible talks about them at all. The Acts of Apostles talk about them at all. And what they do, they did not follow cunningly devised. They know, they make people know the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were eyewitness to his majesty. What was responsible for this tremendous change from this fearful and trying to hide and protect themselves now to be exposed to everybody? I'm not denying my God anymore. I'm not scared of you killing me anymore. I am his disciple. I will read this chapter. It says, again, as pointed out elsewhere, each encounter that was had with the resurrected Lord, was a life-changing. They see Jesus on the cross. By far they've been watching and seeing him being put in the tomb. Now seeing him out, the truth come out, the change come out. They've seen him. It's the transformation come out. The scripture declares that after each incident, they remember his words. It means each time they saw him, seeing and hearing come together. Then they understood his mission, which bring illumination and transformation in their life. That's the same thing that happened to Saul of Tarsus, we know, on the road of Damascus. That's when his own brother was converted. Let's give us a
minute.
The life transforming change took place from the gospel's leading persecutor and welcomed me to his chief advocate and foremost proponent. Did James and the other families have a similar experience? This is what this is. It is an intriguing question that needs exploration. While we know neither the precise time nor the details of James' conversion or that of the rest of the family, his scripture does tell us that Jesus was buried and that he rose again the third day, and that he was seen of Cephas the 12th day. After that, he was seen again. After that, he was seen of James. Then, of all the apostles, story, we can call it story, but that's a testimony. So we see James in the upper room too. Jesus' appearance to James led to his final conversion. It is consistent with no appearance produced an illumination that resulted in transformation and commitment. Sorry?
No.
It remained that many still need an encounter with the resurrected Lord, so that they can experience such illumination and transformation. At that time, Jesus had not only moved James, but he has moved his family too, his mother, the rest of the family. As we see, how we see the conversion from the upper room, where the Holy Spirit worked, where the Holy Spirit spoke. Thus we see that while not accepting Jesus from the beginning of his ministry, James rose from unbelieving brother to committed follower to pillar of the church. In a relatively short time, he even came to be called James the Just and model disciple. Both non-Christian and Christian residents of Jerusalem respected his prosperity. So, when we see what is happening, we see the transforming power of the gospel that changes life beyond the scope of his age.
Thank you.
We There is a lot more about James Thorpe himself. It's the practical Christian. He is one of the examples of the practical Christian. How do we see? Those characters need to be studied during a couple of lessons or a couple of studies, and we can understand, or we can see our days today. Can we see Jesus? Okay, any more comments?
I do notice that when you read the book of James, it's very concise, and you really need to pause and think about each phrase he writes about.
Yes, you see the panic we are. We know the book, but you know, I don't think we studied it in depth. How many of those books that are small books or short books that we know? We know James was brother of Jesus. What does he teach us? What can we learn from his life? What can we learn? As his Christianity, as our Christianity. Okay, I have to stop.
Okay, thank you, Raman.